It's Marketplace Tech for November 17th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Remember when the iPad came out and there was all this talk about how it was going to reinvent the magazine with all this amazing interactive content? Hard to remember because that stuff kind of never happened. It was expensive and complicated and publishers just didn't quite make the leap. Well, this weekend, a different version of this same idea, making print leap off the page by putting it on the screen in new ways, gets its time in the spotlight with the help of a big name.
I'm Wally Lamb, and this is MetaBook.
Think book replaced by an app. The text is still there, but there's a bunch of extras. A 360-degree video of a place depicted in the book. Photos, odds and ends. Lamb's new book, I'll Take You There, will launch as a MetaBook this Sunday exclusively on the App Store for iPhones and iPads. It'll come out as a regular old book 2 days later. Christian Alfonsi is the CEO of MetaBook, which is profitable, by the way. Christian, thanks for chatting. So MetaBook makes a book version, but with all of this extra media?
We always like to say at MetaBook that the soul of every MetaBook app is the book itself. So we really begin with a great work of nonfiction like Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, or a great work of fiction like Wally Lamb's I'll Take You There, and start there with the book. So the actual manuscript that the reader enjoys has integrity to it.
Is your interest in creating this based on user interest in consuming media in this way?
In every other medium, it seems, the smartphones and mobile devices have really transformed the way we consume content. But when we looked around, we saw that a similar revolution hadn't happened with books yet. And so MetaBook is at the forefront of that revolution.
It surprised me and is interesting to me that you guys are profitable. I mean, this is like that's a thing that's hard to make reality for a lot of small companies. How come that's so? Are you just charging enough? You have a small enough team? Can you give me any more context there?
Yes, there is a clear demand for a new type of reading experience, a new reading, entertainment, content way to enjoy books that MetaBook has tapped into. The other thing is we are very, very nimble. We're offering the reader so much, and we ourselves are so invested in really what goes into the app as opposed to the constraints that a lot of more traditional publishers have to deal with: heavy overhead, heavy legal costs, a huge backlist that they've got to manage. We are really devoted, very laser-like, on servicing our market and putting out a spectacular product that is the gold standard in its category.
Christian Alfonsi is co-founder and CEO of MetaBook. Christian, thank you for talking with me.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure, Ben.
And speaking of apps and added value, Snapchat, the disappearing message company that just launched sunglasses with cameras in them, is also reportedly about to launch its bid to be a public company. The initial public offering could value Snapchat at just a tad more than the $3 billion price tag Facebook reportedly offered a few years back. How much more? $20 to $25 billion. We're on Snapchat too, by the way. Username, MarketplaceAPM. This week, we are launching the second season of our podcast, Codebreaker. This season's fundamental question about technology is, can it save us? We're asking this question about one kind of tech in every episode. And the first episode is all about recognition software, face recognition, voice recognition. So here's a story from the episode just for you. It's about a new dating service called 3-Day Rule. And yes, by the way, that is a reference to the movie Swingers. Its CEO is Talia Goldstein. They use human matchmakers along with a new face recognition software that takes pictures you provide of your exes and tries to match you with a new person with a similar face. We should note that you're not cheap.
So we have two options. You can join for free and be matched with our clients, or you can join to be a client, and the price is around $7,000 for 6 months.
What this means is that if you join for free, you will be input into the company's database that will look at your face and compare it to someone's ex and see if it's similar enough to make you into their new boyfriend or girlfriend. Maybe you become their next ex. If you can picture your face among a bunch of other similar faces in someone's romantic history and not get weirded out, I commend you. But this is a foundational part of Talia's business.
It would be so nice if I could just snap a photo, it recognizes your face, and then tells me information about you. And then in person, I can say, oh, I see that you're into X, Y, and Z. I totally have a match for you in real time.
How would you feel if someone did that to you, though?
If they had the love of my life, I would say, let's chat.
You're not worried about potential negative impacts of that in the real world?
I am slightly worried about that. I think if any random person has that ability to snap a photo at a train station of somebody, I think that could get dangerous.
Uh-huh.
But for me, as a matchmaker and as somebody that has a tech-enabled matchmaking company, it's really exciting.
Talia Goldstein, CEO of 3-Day Rule. Talia, thank you very much.
Thank you.
As you may remember, our Codebreaker podcast is bingeable. The whole season is available to anyone who cracks the codes hidden in every episode. Do that at the website codebreaker.codes. Or you can just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and wait for episodes to hit your feed every week. Happy code breaking. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.